On Yud Tes Amud Aleph, right at the top. Yeah, Umman. Yeah, very nice. Umana Tamra. Where do you see basically the chulin lo by kavana? The chulin don't require kavana. Okay, because someone just can you text that the Zoom's on? Yeah, how do you know that chulin don't need kavana? Okay, just now we got a Mishnah. Galshinit Nash. There was a wave that got like separated from the sea. Avoy Arbim Saw, and with it contained the amount of liquid of 40 saw, but Nafal Ala Adam, and it fell upon a person, but Ala Kalim, or on Kalim as well, vessels. Tahorin, they are Tahor. So Katani Adam, Dumya de Kalim. We taught a person, and we like make him similar to Kalim. So Ma Kalim, just like Kalim, Dulo Mechabni, most Kalim don't have Kavonas. So Af Adam, so to the person didn't have kavana. Okay, so therefore we see over here that a person doesn't need kavana to be tahor. The percentage why it pushes off the proof. Mimai, perhaps not. Dilma be Yoshev Mitzapa, he's looking for the wave. Amos Ayit Lashagal Askinan. He's thinking, when will this wave come? And there is kavana. The Kalim Dum Yud Adam. Let's put the comparison the other way around. Let's say the vessels are similar to the person. Ma Adam. Dabar Kavana, this is a person who thinks about things, has intent. Tav Kalim Dumachavein Lahu, that somebody has intent, an external extent for them. It happens all the time with the view, for the surface, for the wave. Oh, there's a lot of people waiting for the wave. Okay, Vachi Tema, and if you're going to say, for Yoshua Matsapa, if a person's my Lameimra. That's partial though. What do you mean? If he's a surfer who happens to be religious, and he's just waiting for that wave to total things. Well, what's the chiddush? So, Saka, that's Gamini. You may have thought to say, Ligzor, there could be a problem with waves, right? Dilma Ati Lamitbal Bechardle Shel Gishomim. If you're going to allow a person to total in this wave, he may come to think it's permissible to total in a Chardle, that's some kind of like a stream of water, meaning of rainwater. There's basically a flash flood. Very good. Yes, a flash flood. Right. And you can't toivel in a flash flood because there's a couple of reasons. One is maybe because the 40 saw are not in the same place. So therefore it's lacking the shear. Or alternatively, another reason is because if it's going on a slope, it's not considered connected together. Even if there will be 40 saw, There's a lack of connectivity over there. Yeah. So, okay. So, Inami, you may think, Nigzor, Roshan, Atukifin. You may think that even though you can, toivel in the wave as it's crashing to the ground, a person may come and do in the kifin, right? The kifin basically means the kippah, right? The arc bit that the basically under the dome of the wave, which is in the air. Kamash Milan. So this is the Chiddush over here, and this Mishnah is going to tell us that the Lo Gazrinan, that we're not concerned that we don't make Gezeira over here, even though you may think you would. So now, just a minatema. Where do we know that the Lo Matbilinan, that you're not allowed to Tovel be keeping, and it's keeping that that's the dome part of the wave? Yeah, Detanya Matbilin Baroshin. A person is able to Tovel in the wave as it hits the ground because it's somewhat grounded. You have Ein Matbilin Bekifin, but you can't toivel in Kifin. Or what is the reason? The fish Ein Matbilin Be'Ovia. You can't be toivel in airborne tevilas, don't work. Yeah? So Rashi says it's, if you look Rashi right across from this, it says Ein Matbilin Be'Ovia, Shel Lo Omra Torah, Mikvah Shel Ovia, the tevila. Right? So the Torah never said such a thing. There's such a thing as an air mikvah. Okay. So now, basically, we have failed in bringing a proof that chulin don't need kavana. So we're back to, so Elamiha, let's try to bring a proof from here that chulin don't need kavana. That's an, peiros shenoflu lotoich amasamayim. Some fruits fell into a channel of water. Okay? A posha amasamayim, by the way, it's called an amasamayim because it's an ama. Right? It's dug out to the depth of an ama. Okay? Which is about like, a foot or so, half a meter. Okay. Uposhet, so it fell into this channel of water. Uposhet mi shiyod of tameo. Somebody who with tame hands stuck them in there. to retrieve them for not long. So Yod of Tahoros, his hand of Tahor. So you see over here quite clearly, this person was just trying to retrieve some fruits. He stuck his hand into water, and his hand of Tahor. So you see over here quite clearly that you don't need Kavona. Yeah. Upeiros Ein B'chayuta, with regards to the water, so the fruits with regards to Hilchas Machshirin, that we say that the fruit are not B'chayutan, because he's not concerned about the water. Water, fruit to get wet, to be Mukshal Kabbalatuma, the water has to be that he wanted it on them. Or he was happy with the water in general. So the im bishvil shiuducho yodov, but if when he's putting his hands in is to wash his hands, and he also wanted to retrieve the fruit, so yodov tohoros, then his hands would be the same thing with Tahoros. But over here the peirus harei b'chiyutan, these would be chiyutan, because over there he was happy with his water. So if he's happy with his water, what Rashi said is kind of strange. He was happy with the falling of the fruits in there as well. But basically, he's happy over there, so whatever. Ein Sham for Machshirin. Okay, so we proved over here that basically he stuck his hand in the water and his hands are tall. See what I mean? Come on. Proof. Proven. Now, I don't know why once we've got proof, we're going to ask Kashas though anyway. From Isvei, Rabbi or Rab Nachman. Rabbi has a Kashas to Rab Nachman. It says a Toivel. So this is our Mishnah over here, yeah? It says a Toivel L'chulin. A person who's Toivel for the sake of Chulin, V'huchzach L'chulin, it had intent for Chulin. Okay? Is also L'mayis, so he said, but he's still also for my sake, so he can't, you know, it's a higher level. So, says the Gemara, on the Mishnah. It says, Huchzach, is Mashmah, if he was Huchzach, like, intended to establish stuff on that level, in L'huchzach Lo. So you do need Kavanah from a Mishnah. It sounds like you need Kavanah. Huchzak means, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, Huchzak means Kavanah. If you had Kavanah to feel it, for Hulin, it works, his Kavanah works for Hulin. But it doesn't work for Maisus. You see over here that you need Kavanah for Hulin. So Achikama, Afal Pisha Huchzak, no. We're saying this is what it means. Afal Pisha Huchzak for Hulin. Even though he had intent for Hulin to have Kavanah, I'm going to eat my Hulin Batara, not that he had to. He didn't have to. Nevertheless, he's going to be awesome the Maisa. It's not going to help him for his Maisa Sheni. Okay, another kasha. Isvei, again, this is Rabbi to Rab Nachman. Tovol v'lo huchzak. If a person went to the mikvah v'lo huchzak, I mean, he didn't have kavana, ki'ilu lo tovol. It's as if he didn't toivel. Okay, so my love, ki'ilu lo tovol chlal, isn't that to say that basically just didn't work? You know, he lacked the kavana, so that to me is no good. So you see, of any kavana, kasha, sounds like Gemara, lo. Kilo tovo lemaisa. No, it means, it's kilo lo tovo lemaisa. About tovo lechulin. But he was tovo lechulin. It means, it's not good enough for maisa, but it's good for chulin. So now, who sova, Rabba, who asked the questions to Rav Nachman, he thought, yeah, dochiko madchile. He feels he's just getting pushed off over here. He's not so happy with his answers, right? But, so, he wasn't convinced, but he went out. This is Rabba. Doch, and he checked it out. But Ashkik had actually found, the Tanya, he had a bride, there was a bride, and it taught basically like Rav Nachman said, Tovel v'lo huchzak, excuse me, if he's Tovel, there's he didn't have Kavona, it's also the Maisa, Cheney, but it's Mutzal l'chulin. So you see over there, it's like Rav Nachman said,